Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Nedarim, the end of Perek Hanodir Min HaMavusha. Again, this Perek was all about what you mean when you're Nodir from some type of food item, what's included in that, what's not included in that. So we continue today with the Mishnah at the beginning of Nun Gimel. Hanodir Min HaTzmarim. Sorry, the voice is a little sore from the morning. Hopefully as we go on, Bez Hashem, Hashem Yazor. Hanodir Min HaTzmarim Mutir B'Dvash Tzmarim. So he makes a nether from dates. So then he's allowed to eat the honey that comes out of the dates. We assume that was not included in his nether. Misisvanios, somebody makes a nether from sisvanios. What are sisvanios? They are grapes that are not left on the tree to ripen. They don't make good grapes, good wines. Therefore, they're left there as they're evergreen grapes. As the Ron explained, it stays on the tree throughout the winter, and from them you make vinegar. So mutter b'chometz, sisvanios. So the vinegar that comes out of them would be mutter. So in each case, you're only usher from the fruit itself and not from what comes out of it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, kol shashem toldaso karuya alav. He says, no, if what comes out of it is still called by its name, and you are noder from the thing itself, so then you're asr with what comes out of it also, because it's still called chometzisvanios, still called dvash tamarim, and therefore, even what comes out of it, you're going to be asrin. The chachamim matirin, and the chachamim are matir. They say, no, you're not asr. So he asked the Gemara the obvious question. What's the difference? Both there are three shitas in the Mishnah. First and third seem exactly the same. Tanakama says, if you're noder from tamarim, from dates and from vinegar, then you're only usher with them and not with what comes out of them. Yehuda ben Beseira says, you're usher with what comes out of them. So what's the difference between the first and third shita? Chacham ha'inu Tanakama. Ika beinayu hadol. The following is the difference. Detanya. Klal ze amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said the following rule. Let's read the whole thing and then we'll plug it back into the Mishnah. Kol shedarko le'achel. The Bach says throughout the daf it's supposed to be the nifah, le'achel. Anything that's normal to eat, the item, v'derech hayotzi menu le'achel. And it's also derech to eat what comes out of it. Could go in tamarim, v'dvash tamarim. Dates, you eat honey. Honey in the Torah is dvash tamarim. Even though honey, what most people say is dvash dvorim, be honey, but in the Torah, dvash is dvash tamarim. And it's the derech to eat that. So says the Shemen Elazar, anytime it's the derech to eat both the thing itself and what comes out of it. Nadar bo, aser bayotzi bimanu. If you make a neder from it, it's aser with what comes out of it. Nadar bayotzi bimanu, aser bo. Or the opposite. If you make a neder from what comes out of it, yaser in it also. Meaning, no matter what, says Rav Shimon Elazar, if it's derech to eat both of them, since it's aser in both of them, kol she'ein darko lechol, v'derech hayotzi bimanu lechol, if it's not the derech to eat the fruit, but it's only the derech to eat what comes out of it, no derbo, so then even if you say another about the fruit itself, in aser el b'yotzi bimanu, the iser is only what comes out of it, because we assume you only had in mind to be no der from what is normally eaten. This is Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita. So how does it fit to the Mishnah? How does it answer the question? So the Ron explains that really there are three Shitas in the Mishnah, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the final Shita of the Chachamim. So let's review each of the Shitas. The Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda ben Maseira are simple, straightforward. The Tanakama holds. It doesn't matter what you eat from this fruit, whether you eat the fruit, whether you eat what comes out of the fruit. Tanakama holds. If you make a nether from the fruit, you're only usher from the fruit. It doesn't matter if you usually eat what comes out of it. That's the Tanakama Shita. That's what it says in the Mishnah. If you order from Tamarim or from Avanim, it's Sisvanios, period. If you make another from fruit, you're also from fruit, even though you normally eat also what comes out of it. That's one extreme Lakula. On the other extreme Lakhumra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in our Mishnah says that, no, the opposite. You are always usher from the thing itself and what comes out of it. If it's the derech to eat both, or even if it's just the derech to eat what comes out of it, you still usher in the thing itself. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You always usher in both. And then the third shita, when the Mishnah says Acham Matirim, that's the shita of our price of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who has a chilek. On the one hand, he agrees that if it's the derech to eat both of them, they're both usher, just like the previous shita said, that, just like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said. But what if it's only the derech to eat what comes out of it, and not the derech to eat the fruit itself? That's where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the Braisa, you're only usher what comes out of it. Even if you're noder from the thing itself, you say, I can't eat sisvanios, but nobody eats sisvanios. People only drink the vinegar from that comes out of it. So in that case, you would not be usher the sisvanias, even though that's what you said. That's Rav Shimon Elazar Shita. So there are three Shitas. That's the difference between the first and third of the Mishnah. Again, the Tanakhama says, always mutter in what comes out of it. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira says, always usher, even in the fruit itself. And the Chachamim Matirin is the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who makes the chilek, that if it's derech to eat both, so then you usher in both. If it's derech only to eat to what comes out of it, so then then you're mutter in the fruit itself. Okay. Is this machlokas and zeisim anavim? Yesterday we had clearly that anavim and zeisim, it's mutter. It'll be mutter in what comes out of it. So if, unless you say you know a lie. But so would that be the same machlokas? Maybe you have to relate to it. You have to relate because there it is the derech. So maybe the same machlokas would apply. The Ran here does bring up a question relating to the previous Mishnah. The Ran asks about two-thirds of the way down the skinny lines. In the Ran asks, V'ikala Medak, Tanakama Mani, who exactly is this opinion of our Mishnah, who says if you make an edit from Tamarim, then you can have the Dvash that comes out of it. Is that Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan in the Mishnah that we had 2 days ago? What was the Mishnah we had 2 days ago? If you remember, the whey and the milk. So if you make an edit from milk, so there was a machlokas whether you're usher in the whey or not. And the Gemara's maskana was, on yesterday's daf, Anun Bezim and Bez, the Gemara's maskana was that there's no machlokas, there's just a difference in place. In one place, they called the way of milk. And the other place, they didn't. So in the place, they called it the way of milk, so it's usher, according to everybody. In the place, they just call it the way, it's mutter. So here, they call it, it's just like the way of milk. They call it chometz esvanios. They call it tvash tamarim. So everybody should say it's usher in this case. So how is it, why in the way in the milk case, is it mutter? I'm saying, is everybody agree that it's usher? Well, because they call it the way of milk. And here, they call it dvash tamarim, they call it chometz esvanios, and it's mutter. Even though they still have the name in the product that comes out of it. Two answers. The Ran first quotes the Rashba. I'll read it to you from the Rashba. The Rashba says, no, there's a difference. Because by the way in the milk, the way hasn't changed. It was in the milk. It was in the mixture, but it hasn't changed. And therefore, if you asser the milk, then the way is included in that. Mashekid here, there's vinegar, there's dvash, but that has been nishtaneh from what was. So you could say that's why it's more lakula here. Tahasam hutulonishtana mitsura litsura ela shahakum psoles achalav. The kum is the psoles of the chalav. The kivan shashem ha'ikr adayin kari alav. If it has not changed, it's still usher if it's called by the name. Tahamei kara chalav yafev hasha chalav garua. It was good milk, now it's bad milk. But here, you're right, it's still called by the original item, but it's binishtana. And if it's been nishtana, that's good enough to say it was not included in the neder, even though it's called by the name. Shenishtana mi'in yilinyin to beikar tamar v'ashtu dvash. So therefore, meikar sisvanias v'ashtu chometz afal pi shashem tolato alav. Even though it's still called by the original name, ein zeh amin sh'osar alatzmo. That's the first answer, said the Rashba, between our Mishnah and the milk and the whey Mishnah. One. A second answer, though, fascinating answer, is given by the Ran. The Ran himself says... The Ran himself says, Va'od, the third, fourth to last skinny line, says the Ran. Va'od, he just quoted the Rashba, and now he says, Dupikum, why do you call the way of milk? Why do you call it that? Are you trying to make sure that people don't think this is a different kind of way? No. You call it the way of milk because that's inherently what it is. That's what it is. It's the way of milk. But says the Ran on the first wide line of Al-Hacha, why do you call it date honey? You only call it date honey so people don't get confused at thinking it's bee honey. Meaning, the shame isn't about the inherent nature of the product. The shame is just to differentiate so you don't mistakenly think it's something else. So that's why here, even though you call it by the name, it's not really a label of the item itself. That's why it wouldn't be called the neder. This relates to what's a name? It's a hashkafic, a philosophical question. When we have a name for something, is that describing the element itself, or is that just because you don't want to think? Why do you call a table? Is it really a table, or you don't want people to think that the table's a chair? So you need a word to describe the thing so people don't get confused. This is it's a philosophical question. We believe that in Lashon HaKodesh, the shame is the mahus of the person. The Nitziv says this. The Nitziv says this in Brachos, other Mefarshim as well. Torah describes in Perek Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all of the, it says that Adam was looking for an Ezer. V'yomar Hashem Elokim, it's not good for you to be alone. So what happens? Right after that, you would think he's going to bring Chava. But what does it say? No. Hashem, right after he says, I need an Ezer Kenegdo. And then it says, Hashem created all the animals, and he brought the animals to Adam to give a name. And then it says, he gave everybody a name, and he couldn't find an Ezer. So what's the Hemshech HaPsukim? And then he took one of his ribs, and he made it into Chava. So the Mitzvah describes, no, because the point of giving a name is not just a name, it's to realize the mahus of the being in front of you. And once you see that mahus, then you Adam realized, none of these beings are for me. And that's why he had to have a woman. He had to have Chava. That's what the Nitziv says. Adam nefesh chaya hu shemo. Whatever he called, that was the name. That was the inherent nature of the item. Mashi yizbonin ha'adam al nefesh chaya shel osabriya. When Adam thought about it, hainu hakoach haruchani shelo hu shemo shel guf habriya. Afilu b'shosh einam mishtamish b'zeh b'koach, even though you don't use that always, sha'akol talui b'koach ha'kamus shenotzer l'zeh ha'tachlus. The Nitziv says the name, like here by the Kum, the name is the inherent description. And we believe, as far as I say, the siyata d'shmai involved in the name of a person. When parents decide on what name to name their child, it's not just Tom after Uncle so-and-so and after Grandpa so-and-so, and they pick, oh, I like this name. So there's a siyata d'shmai involved, that name somehow reflects and will reflect the midos and the mahus of that child. That's why a lot of times it fits in. Oh, this child is so-and-so because, you know, not because of the name, but that's, there was siyata d'shmai involved, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gave the name. I was at somebody was telling me a couple of years ago that their brother made a bris. They were twin boys, twin boy bris. So they had a card that they gave the Baal Kriyas Hashem with the two names written, one on each side of the card. And the Baal Kriyas Hashem got them mixed up. The one that was supposed to name the older one, you know, got the wrong name. And the younger one got the other name. They got mixed up. So he told me, whenever you're at a bris, make sure if it's twin boys, different cards. That was his lesson. Different cards. Bechor and Sa'ir. Don't have it on back and forth. But either way, what he said, they're five, six years old. He says, but you can see the names really reflect. The names that they got really reflect their true natures. Siyata d'shmaya. Siyata d'shmaya involved in every... At the time, I don't think they thought it was Siyata d'shmaya. I thought they were somewhat perturbed. But either way, the Siyata d'shmaya involved. That's alluded to in this Ran. That a name of something could be for two reasons. Either describing the mahus of the item, or just to differentiate. And that's the chilip between the previous Mishnah, the way of milk, and here, the honey of figs. Okay, let's continue now. Next Mishnah, Masnisan. Hanoder min hayayin. Somebody makes a neder from wine. Mutter b'yayin tapuchim. He's allowed to have apple cider. Apple wine, apple cider, because that's not what people mean by wine. Min hashemen, mutter b'shemen shum shemin. So he makes an edder from oil. He could have sesame oil. Again, because regular oil, we assume, comes from olives. Min advash, mutter b'dvash tamarim. From dvash, also, your mutter with dvash tamarim. The previous mission spoke about if you make an edder from tamarim. But normal dvash that people mean is dvash, dvorim, be honey. Even though that's not what the Torah means by dvash, as we mentioned. Minach chometz mutter b'chometz tzvanios. Vinegar, regular vinegar does not come from tzvanios, that's also mutter. Minach karishim mutter b'kaflotos. Make an edder from leeks, then he's still allowed to have kaflotos, different kind of leek. Min hayerek mutter b'yirakos hasadeh shehu shem lavai. Make another from vegetables. So we assume that just means vegetables that are normally grown in your garden. Right, that you eat. But vegetables that grow in the wild, yarakos hasadeh, we assume are not included. Why? Because those aren't called vegetables. Those are called wild vegetables. There's a shem lavai. There's an accompanying name to the yarakos, and therefore they would not be included in your net. The Ran brings something up here that we could talk about for a couple of minutes. The Ran says... On the Mishnah, the Ran brings up, what about Yayin? What about Yayin? It says here, if you make another from wine, it's mutter with Yayin tapuchim. What about Yayin mevushal? What about Yayin mevushal? Is Yayin mevushal included in regular wine? So if you look at the third to last line of the Ran, on the Amud, Mihu, Afilo Hachi, Hanodim and Ayayin, Aser Bechamr Mavashla. Third to last line. Bechen Kazav Aranbanzel. Says the Ran, Yayin Mavushal is included in wine. Right, so we make a neder from yayin. You don't just mean non-uncooked wine, but yayin mevushal is also included. Again, yayin mevushal in various areas of halacha, one has to look at, does it have the status of wine or not? Kiddush dal kosos. Yayin mevushal, any problem with that? So, we paskin, no problem. Delo ka-harambam. B'shulchan Aruch writes, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Ayin Beis, Sifches, mekachin al yayin mevushal, v'al yayin sheish bo dvash. You could use cooked wine. Most of our wines today are cooked. Yayin mevushal, we'll talk about why in a second. V'al yayin sheish bo dvash, v'yesh omrim she'im mekachin aleim. B'shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Two opinions. Why does he quote the second opinion? Because the other one's the sheet of the Rambam. Right, so it's the Rambam, I have to quote it, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says you cannot use Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush. Why? Because it has to be wine that's royal and nasech al gavi ha-mizbeach, able to be poured on the Mizbeach. That's the Rambam Shita for Kiddush. And one of the types of wine that's excluded by that is Yayin Mevushal. That's the Shita of the Rambam. So those who are makpid for the Shita of Rambam have a bottle of unmevushal, non-mevushal wine, and they lock it up in a safe during the week, so you don't come to problems, and you make Kiddush on it. But the Shulchan Aruch hosts 2 days, and the Rama says, the minhag is to use it. Even if you have other wine that's not mevushal, no problem, says the Rama, using yain mevushal, as long as it's a good wine. So in Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Dalet Kosos, we say yain mevushal is fine. The big difference, as we know, yain mevushal, where does it come up? Comes up in Hilchos Tam Yeinam. Hilchos Tam Yeinam. We know the Gemara Avodah Zarah tells us that there is a halakha that there's Chalav Yisrael, and there's Pas Yisrael, and there's Yain Yisrael, and there's Gvinas Yisrael. Right? There's all the Yisrael halachas. Right? So we had Shirim on various parts of the topic. Part of it is Yain of a non-Jew. Why? Because in the olden days, the non-Jews used to pour wine towards their Avodah Zarah. So Chazal asered any wine connected used by a non-Jew, and even Stam Yeinam, which is not included, not used for Avodah Zarah. We know it wasn't used for Avodah Zarah, but still Chazal said across the board, lo plug, even if a non-Jew touches a bottle of wine, moves a bottle of wine, still it's going to be Asur Bahana'ah, and therefore you got to throw it out. You can't even give it to your workmate because you get Hana'ah that way. So it's Asur Bahana'ah, Stam Yeinam. But the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed says, Shmuel Tal, you don't have to look in the Rishonim, but the Gemara says, Yah Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed says, Yain Mevushal is not a problem. Yain Mevushal was never included in the Gzeira of Stam Yeinam. Right? So that's why all of our wines are Kemat Mevushal, so we don't run into problems. Because many of us have non-Jewish help in the house at various times of the week. If they're in the house alone and we're not in the house, you can run into problems unless you have a double seal on the bottle. So that's why Yain Mevushal has a different status. The question is why? What's the difference? Yain Mevushal is wine, right? So why does it have a different status? There is a minority of Rishonim that say you make a shahakal on Yain Mevushal. A minority of Rishonim that say that. If you say Rabbeinu Manoach quotes that in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, and that's one shita. We generally don't paskin that way. But that's one day. Then you say that it's not wine anymore once it's cooked. But according to that, then you could understand why Yain Mevushal is not a problem. Most Rishonim don't say that. They say you can make a Hagafen, but there are other reasons why. The Rambam himself says in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, Ein misnasech lavodah zarah el yayin sharoi lekar v'agavi ha-mizbeach. The non-Jewish idol worshippers only poured to their avodah zarah wine that we use on our mizbeach. Right? So there's we imitate them and they imitate us, says the Rambam. So they only use very fancy wine that can be used on our mizbeach. Umipnei zeh, that's why, Kisha Gazra Stam Yeinam, when they answered Stam Yeinam, says the Rambam, V'gazra kol yayin she'yiga bo agoy, and they answered every wine that a guy touches, lo gazru el al yayin sh'haroy lisnasech. It was never included, only on wine that is fit to be poured. L'fichach yayin mevushal shel Yisrael sh'noga bo agoy, eino aser. Not a problem. Right, so the first sheet the Rambam says, because they didn't pour this wine. They didn't pour this wine onto their Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it was never included in the Gzeira. The Ramban does not accept this. The Ramban and Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed on that Gemara argues. He says, how do you know? How does the Rambam know what they did in their temples? Okay, the Rambam was new, but why should it be the same level? They followed our halacha. Maybe they did, says the Ramban, pour wine that was mevushal. What do you mean? They never poured wine that was mevushal? Dilma avabi she'ein anu menaschino. So, you know, we don't use it. Inu menaschilei. What? Shahari bishartik rovos. Did they offer Bali Mumin to their gods? Yes. right? Mechusar Aver, the bird's missing a limb. They'll sacrifice it to their gods. So all of a sudden, why? They have the same standard. Inu Mechusar Aver, Ismahu, Vesharmumi, Leslahu. Leslahu, so Fanan. So I don't understand, says the Ramban. So Ramban gives a different shot. He says, no. Yain Mavushal, Lefisha, Eno, Enon, Bichlal, Yain, Stam. Hitir Lahem. Somehow, says the Ramban, you make a hagafen. He never says you don't make a hagafen, but somehow, for certain halachos, it loses its shame yayin. It loses its shame yayin. Why? The Rabbah doesn't say here, but other Rishonim say, somehow the taste is affected. The taste is affected, and therefore it's not the most chash of wine. Even though the Rishonim say we might not, you have to be a bucky to really, to be able to taste whether it was mevushal or not, it somehow, for certain halachas, loses its shame yayin. So not like the Rambam. The Rambam says because they didn't use it. No, maybe they did use it. But even so, for halachic purposes, it loses its shame yayin. And the third is the Rosh in Avodah Zarah there just says, it's lo shchiach. It wasn't shchiach to have yayin mevushal in the times of the Gemaras. Therefore, the Chacham Mor goes there b'makam to lo shchiach the case. Okay? Where they only make zeris for a case, shchichim. Nowadays it is shchiach. We don't make new zeris. We don't have to worry because Chazal didn't make the zeris originally, and that's it. What exactly does it mean mevushal? So another machlokas. 2 days in the Ran. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Does mevushal just mean boiling? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Gimel. I don't think I wrote it here. Other stuff to say. Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Gimel that in Yaradeya it means boiling. Other Rishonim, the Shach there quotes, doesn't just mean boiling, it means a loss of volume. It has to boil so much that some of the volume gets lowered. The volume is minimized, which is not just, well, the second something boils, you know, it's got to be, I guess, a nikar amount of loss of volume, miyat hakamut, and then that's considered boiling. Big nafkamina, pasteurizing. Many of our mevushal wines are pasteurized. Is pasteurizing enough to be mevushal? So Rov HaPoskim, Rav Moshe, and others say, yeah, Rav Shechter, quote, that pasteurized wine is enough to be called mevushal. And there are some Poskim that say maybe it's not good. Pasteurized. Does that have the same status? Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmir. Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, and Chelek Aleph Sim in Chaf Hey, Maga Nachri B'yayin Mefuster. Right, pasteurized. So he acknowledges that many poskim are machmir, are mako, but he's not sure. Nirlani is dadi sheish lafakmek tuva bakula zu bikama to amim. I'm not so sure. Nirlani is dadi the mevushal shneska b'shas of a poskim. What does mevushal mean in the Gemara? Bebishal ragil. What does cooking mean? You put it on a pot and you cook it up. Kamo b'shat tavshal mispashal b'kedera al shalaish. Kachal b'vashal gabasay. Yeah, that's how they cook wine. V'yadua should take of him tchilas abishal hakohal miyad no defu misade. And you know when you cook it that way, right away, right when it starts boiling, it starts evaporating and becoming gases. And therefore, that's mevushal says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Masha enkin bismanenu. Nowadays, what pasteurization takes place in the middle in pipes. Nothing escapes. Nothing escapes. It cleans it. It gets out some chemicals, but nothing escapes. Nasek shayayin v'mitzim betoktsi noro segurim. It's totally enclosed. So who says this is the mevushal that was talking about Bezman HaGemara? Right? Nothing is lost. Like that second day of the shach that we just mentioned. There's no loss of volume here because it's all enclosed inside the pipes. Asher milvasha tamlo mishtane beglal zeh. I don't think, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the taste changes. Gamosim tachpulas b'chach, but they use their wisdom to make sure the taste doesn't change. So you can't tell the difference between cooked and non-cooked wine. V'shamati, he quotes from a mumche, that one mumche couldn't tell the difference. V'imkei minayin lona lohakel gambazeh, I'm not so sure. In the footnote that he quotes, that I got a letter from a Rav Chashuv Bartzot Abrit. I got a letter from an important rabbi in America who told me that, no, if you ask the Bekiyim, they could tell. If you ask the Bekiyim, they could tell a difference between Mavushal and non-Mavushal. Mafsid es tam barecha meshubach v'yayin mitivo sh'aydea pistur oso atam barecha tivi nifkan v'nevar. And therefore, it is... you do tell the difference. Okay, either way, that's a discussion. Most poskim, though, say that it is mevushal. If we're not in charge of kashrus organizations, all we got to look for on the bottle is yayin mevushal. Yayin mevushal. So they're saying it's not a problem unless you say it. What kind of mevushal is it? How hot did it get? Either way, that's a discussion of the poskim. What does it have to do with us? Our Ron says if you can edit from wine, it includes mevushal. It includes mevushal, meaning it is wine. It's people call it wine, and. It's not against the Ramban that it's hafkos shem yayin, because maybe halachically it is, but people still call it wine. But either way, that's a little discussion of yayin mevusha.
So people don't use yayin mevusha because it's
Chumra the Rambam. Chumra the Rambam. If you don't use Ayin Mavushal, it's Chumra the Rambam. Unless they're big macro like that minority opinion that it's not wine anymore. You don't make agafen. Which is very, we pass it on grape juice. Grape juice make agafen. Can the receipt Pesach Frank and the other post can say. Okay, maybe people want to be a mahadir for the Rambam on Pesach, Dalakosos. You're going to finish the bottle anyway then. So then also another reason to be makel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Hanodim and Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. If you make an eder from oil in Eretz Yisrael, so then mutter b'shem and shum shemin v'asir b'shem and zayis. So then you're allowed to get, use sesame oil, but also b'shem and zayis. Because in Eretz Yisrael, when you say oil, what oil do you mean? You mean from olives. You don't mean from sesame. So in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you mean. And the opposite in Bavel, Uba Bavel, Aser B'Shem and Shum Shemin, Umut B'Shem and Zayis. And in Bavel, the opposite. Most oil comes from sesame in Bavel, so therefore that's the oil you're Aser in, and you're Mutter and Shem and Zayis. Malkam Shemestakwe Mizeh Mizeh. What if you use both? In a place that uses both, Aser Bazeh Bazeh. Then you're Aser in both. Pshita. Then obvious, if you use both, you meant both. Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha Deruba Minchad Nestapkin. The Chiddush is because it's in a place where most is one. You use both, but you use mostly one. Mao detema izo basa ruba. You might say that you go after the rove. Kamash malon safek isura lechumra. You might have said that you follow the rove, and therefore you go by the oil that you use most. Kamash malon, you don't go by the rove. Safek de oraisa by isurim lechumra. Safek de oraisa lechumra. We will talk more about that in a minute, but first one other point before safek de oraisa lechumra. The Beis Yosef asks a kasha on our Gemara. The Beis Yosef notes, if you remember back 40 blot ago on Daf Yud Ches, we had a different case where the Mishnah there said, also it depends where you are. When you say Maliach, when you say I'm noder from Maliach, from the salted thing. So I might mean a karbon, and then it's a good neder. Or I might mean Maliach Levodah Zarah, which is a Davar Ha'aser, which my neder is meaningless. Right? Remember the second parak? You have to be no dare to a davar hanadur and not a davar haaser. If you say this is aser to me like treif is aser to me, what I said is meaningless. Because I can't compare the two cases. If I say it's aser to me like a hektish is aser to me, that works. So let's say, in that case, Daf Yud Ches, it says, what if you say something that's unclear? You say maliach. Does that mean salted carbon? Does that mean salted avodah zarah? So the Gemara there says, it depends where you are. It depends where you are. So Rabbi Yehuda said, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you must mean carbon. If you're out of Eretz Yisrael, you might mean other things. What if Rov Anshei HaMakom do something, and then you say you did the other thing? Right? The Gemara there says, let's say most people, you're in Eretz Yisrael, but you say you didn't mean Maliach of a carbon. Tough luck. It says, Eino Neman, you go by the Rov. You go by the Rov, and therefore, what you said that you meant, we don't listen to. That's what the Gemara there said, and the Torah quotes it in Simon Reish Ches. Ask the Beis Yosef, that Gemara on Daf Yud Ches says, you follow the Rove by Nedarim. Right? If the Rove of the place, you know, Maliach, that's Maliach of a Karbon, so you go by the Rove, and our Gemara says, you don't go by the Rove. Our Gemara says, even if you use Rove oil from one source, you're Choshish for the Miyut. Stira, that's his kasha. Why in Daf Yud Ches you go by the rope by Nadarm, and here you don't go by the rope by Nadarm. So the Beis Yosef himself answers, the Efshar, it's possible to hasam kula mistapke mishnehem, elish erovsi pukam be'echan mehem. No, our case is different. You know why? Everybody uses both oils. The question is, what do they use more of? That's a different kind of rove. They both use, you look in their pantry, everybody has both types of oils there. So you can't say you didn't include it. You're right, one, so that they use more of one than the other, but that case is different, says Beis Yosef B'derech Efshar, because there, they both have, everybody has both types of oils. That's the Beis Yosef's answer at the beginning of Simon Reish Ches in Yaradeya. The Taz has a different answer. The Taz says fundamentally, no, there's a difference. Over there, what's the suffix about? The suffix is about whether you Bechlal took a neder or not. You don't know if you said something that's meaningful or not. So if you don't know if it's a neder at all, so then you can go by the rove. Then you go by the rove. If the rove says maliach is this, dabar ha nader, then it kicks in. That's us. Over here, we know you took a neder. We're just not sure about the content of your neder. How much was included in your neder? So maybe there, we have to be machmir. We're not sure. We're not sure what you meant. What we know it's a neder. So we're already in the parsha of Isurim. But we're just not sure how much was included. So maybe there you can be machmir. That's the difference. Is it a suffix about the neder itself? Says the Taz. Let me find it over here. This is the Taz and Simon Reish Ches Sifkat and Aleph in Yoredeya. Da'akol Nicha, no problem. Devad they call Sheish Safik, but Gufanesar Azlinan the Chumer v'Azlinan Basar Harov. If you don't know what content was included in the Neder, then you go after the Rov, like Argamar. But you don't go after the Rov, like Argamar. V'Hainu Chumer Dinadarim Kol Sheefshar Shenichnas Be'Isser Aser Afilu Emiyot. If it's possible that's included in your Neder, it's Aser. That's it. But Ella to Imasavik Einu B'Gufanesar. But if the Safik isn't about the content, but it's about you. What you meant? Did you make a neder or not? So then you could say you go after Lishna Da'alma. Yeah, you go after Rov there. So that's the Beis Yosef and the Taz answering that question. Okay, but the other part of this line is that what does the Gemara say? So you might say if most people use one type of oil, you go after the Rov. Kamashmal, and you don't Safik Isur L'Chumra. So first, just a diuk in the Rishonim on the Daf. Is this a din vadai then? We say Savik lachomer, and therefore we say this is what you meant. So therefore you must have meant this oil also. Or do we say, no, you didn't mean this oil, but we're not sure. We can't take our chances. That seems to be a machlokas here between the Mefarish and the Ran. If you look at the Ran's lashon is, where's the Ran? The Ran says on Savik lachomra, four lines from the bottom. Safik isur lechumra. The kivan di ika miuta de mistapke miyahumina. Since there's a miyut that uses that oil, ika lisfuke. We don't know. Dilma of ilay ludus kavein. We're not sure. Maybe he had this in mind. Contrast that with the language of the mafarish. The mafarish says, second to last mafarish on the amud, safik isur lechumra. Umishemen shemistapken bo nadar. Bein rav bein ma'ab. He doesn't say ulai, safik, choshishin. Sounds like, no, Savik L'chumra, this is what you meant. You said oil in this place, this is what you meant. So it's not a mukhrach, but it sounds like it's more of a din vadai than a din Savik. The big shayla, two shaylas, but one big shayla is here, is why don't, forgetting the Beis Yosef now, ask the Netziv, ask the other Achronim here, why don't you follow the Rov? So we were machalik between the cases. In all of Kol Hazor HaKulo, we follow the Rov. Hochan Achar Rov, Gemar and Chulin, Achre Rav Mahatos. You go after the Rov. So all of a sudden by Nedarim, you don't follow the Rov? Earlier we went by the Rov. What's unique about this case? Says the Netziv. This will remind us a little bit of the Ran from yesterday. Says the Netziv, you go after the Rov when there is a miyut that contradicts it. That's what you, when you have Holkanach Rov, when you have the Sanhedrin arguing, you have 10 people that say Usser and 4 people that say Mutter, you go after the Rov, where there's a clash, where there's a contradiction, you can follow the Rov. But here there's no contradiction. What is there? Two types of oil. What kind of rove and meat? Hokanach rove? That's not regular Hokanach rove. There's two things here. So that's not, you know, that's not a case of following the rove. To bechomakam sharov amiyat sosrin zedze hokan basar rove. Mashenkin kan anu omrim shakavanaso hayalachomini shemen. Gamlazevagamlazeh. Right? You know, this isn't a regular normal rove case. They existing side by side. Someone told the Ron that we said yesterday. And that's why it says the Merome Sada, says in the Sif here, why don't you go by the rove? Because the miyot is not against the rove. Answer one. Answer two, another answer. The Shammah Serena Balacha says, maybe I can give you an answer based on a Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda has a Yisod. This is a Yisod that we have to get from for life. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, in Tinyana Evena Ezer, Simon Membeis. He was asked by his friend, on a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Malachim, that B'nei Ketura Chayavin B'Mila. The B'nai Keturah, right, we know Keturah from the times of Avram, are Chayiv and Mila. Why? Hol shenis arbu hayom B'nai Yishmael b'B'nai Keturah yischayvu hakol b'mila b'shmini. Because the B'nai Yishmael and the B'nai Keturah are mixed up, B'nai Yishmael are Chayiv and Mila, so the B'nai Keturah also are Chayiv and Mila. That's the Rambam. Ask the Velt on the Rambam, why are any of them Chayiv and Mila? Why? Rove of Goyim of the world, right, since Sancheriv came in the times of Tanakh and mixed up all the nations, Rove of the world are not Pnei Yishmael, are not Pnei Keturah. If somebody comes, don't they have the right to say, I'm from the Rove, I'm neither, I don't want any Bismila? So what's the Rambam talking about? That's the question. He said that everyone asked on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that the Pnei Keturah are Chayah because they got mixed up with Pnei Yishmael? The Rambam writes in other places that all the world got mixed up. What if somebody comes to convert, somebody comes to the Rabbi. Are we choshes that they're from Ammon and Moav? Right, they can't convert? No. They're Rove of the world. They're not Ammon and Moav. So what did the Rambam say? They're Chayiv and Mila. Could they break Keturah? Says the Noda B'Yehuda. Big Chiddush. Umehatani Omer. No. The principle of following the Rove is only by Jews. The Makoros are in the Torah. It's not just some logic. The din of following the rove is only by Jews. Why? Because even if you are afilu leilich acharuba disa kamon lo yadina gabi bnei noach to haacharabim lahatos gabi yisrael nemer v'lo ben noach. And therefore, regarding Jews, when they come to us and say, "I want to convert," so let them convert. They're Jewish. They're Jewish. You go after the rove. Well, that has to do with us. But something that has to do with stam bnei noach says the Rabbi Huda, you don't follow the rove, and that's why the Rambam says bnei keturah bnei yishmael. They don't follow the rove. They have to get prismila. That's the shita of the No Debi Yehuda. But, yeah? Bilbala Umos, that's only regarding us. Mitzideinu, we could say Sancheret was Mavabala Umos, all the halachas that relate to Jews. The Zayin Amamin, all the halachas that relate to Jews. But now we're going to non-Jews. So the Sharam Siyan Balacha says, using that No Debi Yehuda, only halachas that come directly from the Torah, you say after the Rove. Nidarim, you created. That's not from the Torah. So the question is a shaila about the rove, what you meant. What you meant? That's not a halacha from the Torah that you can follow the rove. That's what you meant. So for that, says the Shem Zer halacha, it could be. That's why we don't follow the rove by Nedarim. The Zenicha, Bedarvash, Asra Torah. Alba Bedarvash, Yu Asra al Atzmo, Holchan Acha Machshavaso. V'yishlomer Deskavim, Rakam Lechilik Amiyut. Right, so that's the two answers why you don't follow the rove here, the Netziv, because the Miyat is not a clashing with the rove, and the Sharim Sanim Balacha, based on that note to be Yehuda, that you only follow the rove by Yisrael. Okay, just one more line, and then we'll do Amid Beis, and then we'll come back if we have time. Something that writes on the Chumra, again, the famous Machlokes, we'll make it famous now, Machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim, whether that halacha itself is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. The Rambam holds, in the minority, the din of following Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra. That itself, says the Rambam, is a din d'Rabbanan. Mi d'Oraisa, things are only usher if it's vaday usher. If you have a Safik about something, so the Torah never usher that. Mi d'Rabbanan, you have to be ma'achmir. That's the sheet of the Rambam. If you have a Safik d'Oraisa, you go l'kula on the d'Oraisa level. And the Ran, based on the Rashba and the Ramban, all say no, even d'Oraisa. This is the first Shmaitza. Shmaitza Aleph, Perak Aleph. First Shmaitza, he quotes this Rambam and Rashba and Ran and talk about all the different rayas back and forth. Safik Rishos HaRabim is Tahar, Safik Rishos Yachin is Tameh, right? Each of those halachas are against one of the shitas. But maybe we'll talk more about that machlokas after we do Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara, fascinating ha'ara, that we have from Yosef Engel, if we have time. Says the Gemara now. Hanoder, this is continuing the Brisa. Hanoder ben Yorak b'shar shnei shavua. If somebody makes a neder from vegetables in a non-Shemitah year. Aser b'yarkos haginas, he's aser in the vegetables of his garden, because that's what we assume he meant. Umut b'yarkos asada. But the wild vegetables, we don't assume he meant that, because he has a garden. But ubishvias, but if you make a neder during shvias, so then you don't have any garden vegetables. So then aser b'yarkos asadas, then we assume what you meant was the wild vegetables. Umut b'yarkos agina. And if there's any yarkos agina, let's say you make a neder, it continues. Let's say the following year. Yarkos agina is going to be mutter to you, because we assume you didn't have that in mind. Amar Rabbi Avoh, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Lo Shanu El B'makom She'emi V'yin Yerak Mechus La'aretz La'aretz. When does this apply that you do not mean the vegetables in the Gina only if they don't import? They don't import vegetables to Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year. Avah B'makom She'emi V'yin Yerak Mechus La'aretz La'aretz. But if they import, or generally, Aser, but if they import, then both are Aser. Because you're in the Shemitah year, so you assume you meant Yarkos Asada, and also they import regular vegetables, garden vegetables, and therefore that would be Usher as well. So the Ran says you'd be Usher in both. Kitanoi. This issue is a Machlokas Tanoim. Shimon Kubetza says this is not a normal Kitanoi. Usually Kitanoi says the previous Machlokas Amoraim was the following Machlokas Tanoim. Here Kitanoi just means this issue of importing to Eretz Yisrael is subject to a Machlokas. Ein mevi'in yarak min achutz la'aretz la'aretz. The Tanna Kamma says you can't bring vegetables. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from achutz la'aretz la'aretz. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer mevi'in yarak min achutz la'aretz la'aretz. You can. My time of Amar ein mevi'in. Why wouldn't you be able to bring vegetables in? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya mishum gush. Because of gush. Gush means a clod of dirt. So what does gush mean? Clod of dirt. Ron says the eretz ha'amim tamei. The tumah of chutz la'aretz. We don't want the dirt of chutz la'aretz coming into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, when you bring a vegetable, it'll have some dirt on it. So, therefore, we don't want the dirt of Eretz Amim coming in, and therefore, we say it's usher to import. Usher to import. Pashtus, this means just tumah, some type of metaphysical tumah. to Me'eretz Ha'amim. Some Rishonim say it's not so metaphysical. The Mefarish here, first skinny line. V'tamei mishum safek meis. Some Rishonim say it has to do with safek tamei meis. It's a safek meis. Why? Rashi says this in Shabbos, and the Rambam also says this in Pirush Mishnayos in Ahalos, in the second perek. The Rambam writes, because they're not as careful in terms of Kvura. They're not as careful in terms of burial in the Lav Dafka in a cemetery, they'll be a little more flexible. Kol HaRatzos HaShem Michutz La'aretz Yisrael, Shemachma Zilzulasam B'meisim Ukvurasam B'chol Makom Gazarnu Al Artzoseim Tumazu. Right, they were gozer tuma, suffik tuma, suffik tuma meis. Because, you know, they'll be, won't be as nizhar in, Yisrael Kedoshim meim, every tiny little bone and drop of skin, Rachman al-Islan, we're very medaktigin. But if there's a kazayis menabasar somewhere, they wouldn't be as medaktigin it. So that's why Chazal were gozer on Eretz Ha'amim. Tosfos and Nazir, Daf Nun Dal quotes two other opinions. He says maybe the tuma is Eretz Ha'amim because of all the meise mabul. The mabul didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mesei Mabel, to cover the whole land with Mesim. Or, Mebeshe Rov Mi Yisrael Nehergu B'chutz La'aretz. Other Rishonim say Nebuchadnezzar. Rov Yisrael Nehergu B'chutz La'aretz. There's many Mesim in B'chutz La'aretz. So either way, the Tuma Eretz Amim could be metaphysical, but some Rishonim say it has to do with Tumei Mes. Next Mishnah, last Mishnah. Minakruv Aser B'Ispargus. If you make a neder from cabbage, you're Aser with Ispargus. I don't think this means asparagus. I think it just means another type of cabbage vegetable. Min Ispargus Mudah B'Kruv. And if you make a neder from Ispargus, you're allowed to have Kruv, but it doesn't work both ways. Minagrisin Aser B'Mikvah. A neder from Grisin, a type of grits, you're Aser in the Mikvah, which is the porridge that you make from it. Rabbi Yossi Matavi says, no, the porridge is a different thing. If you make another just from a mushed up item, a porridge type of item, so you mutabagrisin, because those are raw. But if you make another from mikbah, usher and garlic, because garlic is usually mashed up. Rabbi Yossi Matavi, no, sure, that's a different type of mikbah, is not shum. And if you make another from raw garlic, then for sure, mutter in the mikbah. Next, we have this yesterday. Minadashim asr bashishim, Rabbi Yossi Matir. Make another from lentils. It's also for you to have honey lentils. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter because it's a different item. Or we had yesterday that he's in a different place where ashishim were not called adashim. Minashishim mutter adashim. Make another just from the honey lentils. So mutter in the regular lentils. Chita chitin shani tawain. Make another from wheat or wheat in the plural. Aser bahen bin kemach bin apas. Aser for you to have flour or bread. Gris grishin shiny toim. Aser bahen bin chaymi mivushalim. Make an eder from gris, from the grits. It's aser for you to have them raw or cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konim gris ochidah shiny toim. Mutter lakos chaim. Rabbi Yehuda said if you make a neder, a konam, from one wheat, chita o gris in the singular, then you're allowed to chew them raw. Because nobody ever chews one raw. So when you make an edda from one, you can chew them raw because you always have a bunch. Tanya, also related to the singular plural issue. If you make an edda from chita, you're not allowed to bake a bread because bread is one unit. So chita might also have referred to that because it's also singular, one unit. But you can chew them because you always chew a bunch. But if you say the plural, then you can't chew them because that's plural. But a bread is okay because that's one unit. If you say both are shonos, aser bein lakus bein lafos, then both are aser. Gris shani toim, also the singular of gris, aser lavashel, then you can't be mavashel because again, one cooked item is considered a unit, one, umutu lakus, but it's mutu to chew them because then you have a bunch. Grisin shani toim, but if you say grisin, the plural, so then aser lakus, because then you can't chew them, but raw, because you always have a few, umutu lavashel, and you're allowed to, though, cook them because that's plural. That's one, and you only answered the plural. Gris gris shani toim, if you answer both, aser bein lavashel bein lakus, then both are aser. I guess maybe we'll start just with that one Rabbi Yosef angle. Tomorrow morning we'll start about his ha'ara, about the machlokas, sabag darais al-chumra, machlokas between the Rambam versus the Rashba and the Ran and the Ramban. Okay, we'll stop here. Brother Shep, tomorrow, another parak. Plowing through.